The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Welcome back. Hi, it's me. My name is Devin, or at DALE007 on Twitter, for those of you that use it. This is Today in Sports Betting edition of Monday, May 11th, 2020. We are going to have fun today. Well, I am. That's for sure. Today and tomorrow, I am going to be joined by not only Ira at Ira Silver Magic, another lovely cohort of mine that is involved in this endeavor. And then we also have Andrew Hansen at Language Olympic. We are going to be focusing on some DFS stuff tomorrow, talking about the KBO, live sports, and how it's impacting DFS and what it looks like in all of its glory. With all that being said, hold on to those seats, because today, man, got some heat coming. That's for sure. My KBO record right now, and I know it ebbs and flows, but I think I'm hitting at like a 77% clip for KBO right now. It is crazy. It's a fun league. We're going to talk a little bit more about it, break it down some more. For those of you who have listened before and this is redundant, I apologize. But, you know, it's important that everyone knows about this league. It's what we got right now. It's an established baseball organization with talent and prospects. So, without further ado, again, this is Today in Sports Betting, a hoop-ball.com presentation, a part of the Hoop Ball family. Check it out on Twitter, guys. We have Hoop Ball Nets, Hoop Ball Bulls, Hoop Ball Pelicans, Hoop Ball Lakers, Hoop Ball Grizzlies. Think about a team, it's probably going to be represented in the HoopBall family. Hope things have been going well for everyone out there. Things seem to be getting a little bit more even keel out there in the world. Here in Kansas City, Missouri, things are normalizing a little bit. I mean, I say normalize, but what is normal anymore? We just don't know, so. Another fun, exciting topic to talk about that's going to be coming up this week. A good buddy of mine, Aaron Passau, Iowa native, went to broadcasting school in Iowa, at Iowa, the University of Iowa, Hawkeyes, is going to be joining. And give him a follow and Twitter love. You can find him at @A_Passow, PASSOW, all undercase. He is the founder, host, creator, the Tailgate podcast. I've known Aaron for a couple of years now. Our football love is kind of what's brought us together. He was so gracious to 2 years ago, him and another friend of mine bring me on and be a part of their draft coverage that they do. And it's like a draft game. And they've been doing it for about 7 years now. And well, Aaron loves breaking down scouting stuff. So we're going to have him on. We just did our draft stuff. We've done some other coverage. So we're going to break it down a little further. We're going to get to know Aaron. It's going to be fun. Going to enjoy having that going. Like I mentioned, refreshing the KBO is going to be a part of today's show, but we'll get there. Usually I have the MyBookie read. It's not here right now. COVID-19's changed some things. That's obvious. So my focal point of this segment has always been since the occurrence that I want to try to plug in a fundraiser, a charity shout out, collaboration. If there's anyone or anything out there that is being worked on that needs a little bit more eyes, ears, and attention thrown towards, I would love to try to help out with that in any way I could. So if there's anyone in your local area that's trying to do some good, I don't care where it's at. We can always give shout outs for people that are trying to show their heart and do good for humanity. So that's not, you know, something I want to try to avoid talking about. So, with that being said, we got some guests coming up. And if you've listened to the podcast, you've heard me talk about these websites and their banks of information and resources that I've used and helped give some knowledge and winnings and, you know, good information to you guys through these people. Not going to say too much right now because I don't want to, you know, show my hand because I'm excited. This is going to be cool. And I hope that you guys enjoy it because I am going to have a ball. With that being said, got a lot to talk about. So real quickly, I'm going to get into some stuff about the KBO. So there is this term, and Americans are starting to learn about it. It's called KBO-ness. KBO-ness. It's like a thing in Korea. That's just what it is. I guess it's kind of like their swag. KBO-ness is just like this thing. You know, since bullpens aren't that good in the KBO, they're not great. Starting pitchers will have these really amazing games, and then you see the complete flip of the game when these bullpens come in. And so it's just like all hell breaks loose, crazy bat flips and home runs and multi-home run innings, and it's just pinging and ponging and pinballing. So it's pretty insane, and I think we're going to see a lot of that with an upcoming series that I'm going to talk a lot about because I love a lot of these players and pitchers and just, oh, man, I love this league. I love this league. I'm glad I'm able to talk about it. We'll talk a lot more about bullpens. I'm going to do a bullpen breakdown by team, and that was actually something that I did a lot of listening and studying and sponging up on today, and Adam Burke helped me out with that. If you're not following him, at Skating Tripod on Twitter. He puts out a lot of really good stuff. Bangthebook.com, one of the websites that really just got me into betting. Really good user-friendly content. I would check them out if you are bored or if you're not bored. Either way, your choice. So I've talked about it briefly, but a way I've been getting some really good information, viewership, and referencing to the KBO and understanding the ins and outs of what they do was because of my KBO.net. It's just been a real huge help there. So I would definitely check that out. So here we go. I'm going to do a bullpen breakdown, starting in alphabetical order. We're doing the Doosan Bears. And so pretty much what I'm going to run through is talk about the amount of innings that these teams have pitched with their bullpens. And then I'm going to also talk about ERAs, whips, you know, walks, hits in an inning, you know, if you're not savvy on that. And then we'll talk just some random little bullets. So here we go. Doosan Bears, 17 and two-thirds innings have been pitched by their bullpen staff with 9.17 ERA and a 1.82 whip. So as you can see right here, Not a lot of innings pitched. Their starters do go deep, but boy, oh boy, they allow a lot of inflated numbers once they reach that sixth, seventh inning, and these bullpen arms come in. One thing that I would recommend doing, because I love these Doosan Bears, they're the odds-on favorites to win the championship. But first five innings, if you can get them, because I've lost two or three bets now, and what I've noticed is because they're bullpen, I took them for the full game, you know, the spread for them to cut, because they score a lot of runs, and we'll do some offensive breakdowns and stuff out there. But as far as percentages, hitting, they have a specific hitter we'll talk on later on, foreshadowing here. But yeah, pretty a trendous. And they are actually probably the worst bullpen in all of the KBO. If not, they're second worst. 9.17 ERA. That's a lot. And then almost two walks and hits combined per inning. Like, you know, like one walk and one hit, you know, if the first person walks, the second person doubles, like there's a chance of that run scoring. So moving on to Hanwha, 16.1, so 16 and a third. I forgot to revise these notes. 16 and a third innings pitched, 7.16 ERA, 1.84 whip, so a little bit higher than Doosan in the whip compartment. Two straight blown saves to end the week last week. They blew the save on Saturday and Sunday. Kia, the Tigers, 20. Oh, man. They have a lot of innings pitched here for their bullpen. The Kia Tigers, 22 innings pitched, 8.18 ERA, 1.95 whip, and an even 1-to-1 ball to walk, or I'm sorry, walk to strikeout ratio. So as you can see, they walk a lot of people, they strike out a lot of people, but I think what this has to do with that high strikeout number right now being in part that they have played Samsung. Samsung's leading the league in strikeouts. So that's inflating that 1-to-1. It should actually be more like a 1-to, you know, maybe a 3/4. That 1.95 whip, that's ginormous. And then obviously the 8 earned runs. Moving on to Kiwoom, as I recently learned. I'm sorry, Kiwoom. 23 innings pitched, 3.13 ERA. So they have more innings pitched than Kia, and then they also have like five less earned runs. 1.26 whip, four walks. Keep an eye out for them. If you want to win some back five or like second half game bets or unders, expect to do that with Kiwoom, because that rotation can get a nice, smooth handoff, baton toss, pass to their bullpen, and they usually coast out really good. Not to mention, they have a, you know, an offense that could improve, but they're pretty middle of the pack. So, KT, the Wiz, 20 innings pitched, 8.55 ERA, 0.205 whip, 8 strikeouts, 15 walks. You know what I'm saying? That's all I need to say. Move on. The next two, I love these bullpens. LG, listen to this. 25 and one-thirds innings pitched, 4.26 ERA, 1.18 whip, 13 Ks, 7 walks. They were also without their starting pitchers, Tyler Wilson and Carson Kelly, because they were in that mandatory 14-day quarantine period that the American players have to go through once they come back from America. So that's why these innings pitch numbers are so high, 25 and a third. That's a lot of innings pitch. But as you can see, 1.18 whip, that's a lot. Or I'm sorry, that's like a lot of good. Like it's low. Like that is very low. So as you can see, Tyler Wilson and Carson Kelly, once they start getting rolling, those innings pitch numbers are probably going to come down because those guys are going to be able to get themselves into the sixth, seventh, maybe hell, a complete game win. Shutouts, maybe. You know, these guys are talented. They got roughed up in their first two starts, and we'll talk a little bit more about what they got coming up. But, you know, it was pretty much like a spring outing for them, like a pitcher here over in the States making a spring training debut. You know, it's just there was more rust came off in that outing than anything else. So look for improvement, positive regression from Tyler Wilson and Carson Kelly. Next. The Lotte Giants, another pronunciation I recently learned about. I was saying Lot. It is spelled L-O-T-T-E. but it is a latte. It just kind of, you know, sounds like a coffee drink to me. 17 and two-thirds innings pitch, so not a lot of bullpen usage. They are getting a ton of production out of their starters, probably the best in the league, in my opinion. Their bullpen has a 3.06 ERA, 0.81, best in the majors, or best in the Korean majors, whip, only four walks. So if you're looking for, not to mention they pair that bullpen with the second best scoring offense in all of the KBO. They're only one run scored behind the next best team. Next, NC, the Dinos, my adopted team. I hold them dear to my heart. 17 and two-thirds innings pitched, 5.6 ERA, little high, 1.47 whip. So that's a little low. The earned runs are a little high, but they get a lot of good work out of their starting pitchers. So that's important. And then they're a competent offense. The one thing that strikes out about them, or sticks out, more walks than strikeouts from their bullpen. Samsung, 22 innings pitched, 2.45 ERA, 1.45 whip, 19 Ks, 14 walks. And then SK, the Wyverns, 14 innings pitched, so the least amount of usage, 14 ERA. There is definitely some inflation in there. There was a big result that happened the other night. I think it was like a 9-run inning. So take that with a grain of salt. But with that being said, they still only have a 1.79 whip. So look for some positive regression, I think, from the SK bullpen. Only 8 walks. So, I mean, that's, you know, it's a little higher. But, I mean, it's only one walk more than LG. And they have a pretty good bullpen. So. Side note, bullpens as a whole in the KBO through 27 games total, 195.3 innings pitched, 127 runs, 197 hits, 140 strikeouts, 100 walks, 5.85 ERA, and then a 0.155 whip. So those are the league averages right now through the bullpen pitching. So I'm going to talk a lot about a specific game. So I'm just going to go ahead and get it out of the way. Game of the night. I love it. I've already put a bunch of bets in on it. The game of the night for me is going to be the Lotte Giants taking on the Doosan Bears. And we're going to have a really awesome offensive matchup here. Not to mention these teams are 1-2 in offensive production. But they actually have Doosan has one of the worst bullpens, and Lotte has one of the best. So I want to see how the second half of games of this game, this matchup plays out. The back nine, you know, so to say, because the Doosan Bears bats are crazy hot right now, but they're facing a starting pitcher, Jang Won-sum, who has been in the league for nearly 15 years, so he's an established veteran, but has had some health issues the last couple. He's missed a lot of games through some detrimental injuries, some long-term injuries the last few years. But his career numbers are pretty solid. And if you we're looking for someone who kind of knows this league in and out and kind of knows how to establish himself and what he needs to do in a matchup, I think you're going to find that in this pitcher. And just to break down some of his career stats, he, has had a decent career. You know, it's nothing like absolutely barn burning, but he is, like I said, a good veteran. He's not going to rush anything, but he's right around that 1.4 whip area. He can get some strikeouts, but that's not what he's known for. The whole Korean baseball organization is not known for strikeouts. They are known for their contact and defensive hitting. So he's also good about keeping guys off base. He's not a guy that walks batters too much. So this is a game that I'm watching out for. We're going to talk about some players later on, but I'm going to do this right now because this is the matchup. Jose Fernandez, he's leading the KBO in so many different hitting categories right now. He is an MLB player, so he's a foreign player for the KBO. He is an infielder for the Doosan Bears. He's just raking. Leading the KBO in average, hitting .591 with 13 hits, 19 total bases, an on-base percentage of .591. He's also top five in slugging percentage at .864, runners in scoring percentage, .750 in on-base plus slugging percentage, 1.455. That is ridiculous. Obviously, it's inflated. It's going to come down here, you know, relatively soon. You're going to see just kind of a drop-off. I mean, it's baseball. It's what happens. But right now, those numbers, holy moly, if you're playing DFS, he has to be in your lineup. So to talk a little bit more about the Doosan Bears and the Lata Giants, I just think it's easy money at +145 for the Giants because they have the best bullpen, in my opinion, in the KBO. They've scored the second most runs, like I said, 36. And Doosan has the second worst bullpen in the league, in my opinion. The numbers, from what I saw today, were pretty staggering. Not to mention Lata has a hand, upper hand in hitting in certain categories like slugging percentage. They hit .500. Extra base hits per hit at .346. And an on-base plus slugging percentage as a team of .848. So that will be a really awesome game to keep track of and see what happens. I'm looking forward to that one. There's going to be a lot of DFS lineups that I put together tonight that are going to have bats in this lineup. Probably a lot more of the Lata Giants bats because Doosan is pretty terrible as far as it goes on the bullpen side of things. So we got some other matchups to get to, so I will jump right in. But before that, I'm going to drop a little bit into a couple random tidbits here. So one thing I noticed was Hanwha, the Eagles, they've hit into 8 double plays. The Kia Tigers have hit in the 10. Just throwing that out there. It is what it is. Preston Tucker, some of you guys might recognize this guy. I believe he had some major league run with Cincinnati. He was an outfielder in the majors for a little bit. He's with the Kia Tigers, but he leads the league in RBIs. And he, you know, he's come on hot as of late. He had a slow couple first games. So he's starting to turn it on lately. So if you're looking to maybe jump on a stack in the DFS lineup, perhaps he could be a focal point. Kia, they need to score a little bit more runs before I do that, though. And so let's get into the rest of the card. There's some fun stuff. So I'm going to go into the SK Wyverns versus the LG Twins. The total set at 8, SK minus 115, LG minus 115. So that's on the money line, obviously. Both of these offensive struggled to start the season. SK's gotten absolutely no help with pitching or offense. They are starting off with a 1-4 record. LG, the Twins, they'd probably consider themselves a little bit more fortunate to be where they are considering how bad those American pitchers I talked about have been. Granted, they're coming off that quarantine, so I think that that's a little inflated. They got some help from their bats, good favorable matchups to stay where they are. I think you're going to see LG Twins trend upward here in the next week or so. And so they are sending out one of their better starters from the first turn of the rotation in Cha-Woo Chung. He's taken the mound against Nick Kingham, which Nick Kingham's probably one of my favorite foreign players that's in this league just because I watched some of his best games he pitched live in the majors within the last couple of years. And I've seen how dominant he can be. I actually think he'll be back in the majors within the next 2 years. Cha owns a 4.46 ERA. And a 1.44 whip. And that's over his 1,588 career innings in the KBO. So that's a lot of innings, a good sample size. He also had a 4.12 ERA with a 1.43 whip last season. So both under his career line as the deduced baseball helped him. But his 16 homers were 11 fewer than he allowed in 2018 and 4 fewer than he allowed in 17. But there's rumor that the juice baseball has come back, even though they said the ball was still a dead ball this year. Players and pitchers are saying that the ball feels and looks different. And so I think they juiced the ball again. 61 home runs through the season so far. So his walk rate was a little bit better in 19 compared to 18. Had 7 strikeouts against 2 walks in his debut of this year. So you can expect some up and downness from this pitcher. But SK's offense may not give Kingham any help. So SK's been struggling through 5 games, only 17 runs scored, and that was against Anwa and Latte. Which Latte, like I said, they have that bullpen. They've had that starting pitch in. Dan Straley threw a dime of a game the other night. So, but they also weren't able to do it against some of the more negative pitching staff angles in those two teams. Both those two teams have improved from last season. They were the worst pitching staffs last year. So it's a little bit surprising that SK hasn't been able to get the ball rolling. But you know, run production, you got to get the job done. So one other thing I want to throw out there, the breakdown of this KBO season and the schedule. So Monday is an off day league-wide for right now. They're probably going to have to utilize it for the COVID-19 makeup stuff to get the season in. But one thing I've noticed, early in the week, you're going to see run totals probably be a little lower. Pitching stats probably be a little bit better. People are rested. The players are not coming off of back-to-back games. They finish their weekend series. They have Monday off. Tuesday, they come in on a fresh series. So I think you're going to see that you can cash in on some more unders on like Tuesday and Wednesday. And then later, as it gets into the deeper parts of the rotations, and then those national Korean starters who have inflated pitching numbers start getting into the rotations and making their starts, you're going to be able to cash in on some overs on like Friday, Saturday, those weekend, the weekend series when people start gets a little more tired. So anywho, we're going to talk a little bit more about the card because there's some more good stuff going on in here. And again, this is a Hoop Ball presentation today in sports betting. I am Devin Ellington at DALE007. Can't believe Jose Fernandez. That guy is just completely destroying pitchers right now. Okay, sorry. Got off track there. So yeah, let's get down to some of my bets. I will point out there's a lot of times you're going to find many scenarios to take a foreign pitcher against a domestic pitcher. Because, for example, those foreign pitchers, aka the American players, they're probably the best guys in the league. They are, you know. So whenever you get a matchup where you're taking a foreign pitcher, a former MLB player against one of the domestic players, you just got to try to find value in that because they do. If you can get one of those foreign pitchers and pair it with a good to decent bullpen and ride it out to a win and get, you know, cash in. So just another thing to keep an eye out on. So moving on. I talked about this game already a little bit, but I'm going to break it down a little more because I like it that much. Doosan, the Bears, are -165 versus the Atlanta Giants, +135, the total set at 10. We have a foreign pitcher. See what I did there? Foreshadowing, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a foreign pitcher versus a domestic pitcher, hence the big line for the undefeated Atlanta Giants against the Doosan Bears. The Bears are going to send Raul Alcantara to the hill, and Latte will counter with Zheng Wonsam, which I already talked about a little bit. We talked about that 4.21 ERA and that 1.36 whip. We talked about his career innings and such and such and such. But Over the last four seasons, he struggled a little bit. He's had a 6.41 ERA and 199.1 innings of work. So he can be up and down. So approach with caution. But I think one thing that you can say is he's fresh. He hasn't made his first start yet. Doosan, they have that bad bullpen. Lata, scoring a lot of runs. Sorry, I had to do it. And then also, they are leading, in a lot of batting average compartments, both of these teams. Let's look at some of these batting numbers. It's pretty ridiculous. Granted, it's a small sample size, but, I mean, it's fun. It's fun. So, Doosan has 7 more plate appearances than Lata does. Lata has 36 runs scored, like I already said. 32 for Doosan. Doosan has more hits. They have 58 to Lata's 52. Both of these teams hit a decent amount of doubles, 8 and 9, respectively. But the team's pitching staffs don't allow a lot of doubles. So we'll see. Total bases, Lata at 88. RBIs, 34 for the Giants. The Giants are aggressive on the base path. They've gotten caught stealing 3 times, but they've stolen 2 bases. 5 sack flies, which leads the majors, so they play a certain style of ball. Doosan has 13 walks, which is going to be league low. Lata doesn't walk a lot either. They only have 15. Lata strikes out a lot more than Doosan does, and they've both grounded into the same amount of double plays. Now, I already talked about Lata having the upper hand in some batting compartments, and real briefly, I'll just rerun through that. Slugging, they've got that. On base percentage, Doosan is going to take that. They do have a better stealing base percentage, Lata does. A better walk per strikeout ratio. They're better at the extra base hits per hit clip. They are actually really, really good at that on base plus slugging percentage. And Doosan is a little bit better in the runners and scoring position hitting average department at .378. They're hitting .378. So, like I said, we've talked a little bit about the career of Yang and what kind of stuff he's carved in, you know, and how he's made this niche for the last 15 years. So, in his first start with 3 strikeouts and a couple of walks, Alcantara looked pretty good this year. Allowed 3 runs, 6 hits, and 6 innings. He was pretty limited as far as arsenal stuff. Korean hitters don't see a ton of premium velocity, so Alcantara can have his successes, wow, but as seen by his 100 strikeouts and 172.2 innings of work, it's going to take a whole lot more than that to overpower the Korean hitters. And like I've said, these are smart defensive hitting hitters, hitting for contact. So moving on to the KT Wiz and the NC Dinos, KT plus 110, NC minus 140, total set at 8.5. So I'm going to say from the get-go, it's probably too high, that total. NC has one the best pitching staff, in my opinion, in the league right now. They definitely hold their opponents under league averages. They put up some decent numbers. So with that being said, they are rolling out some aces for the league tonight. The Dinos have been the league's top offensive team to this point with runs scored, 37, but they draw Odrizamir Despain, and they have one of their best in Drew Rusinski on the hill. So 2 foreign pitchers. I don't think there's going to be a lot of scores run. Despain's debut was good. He didn't allow any bad stuff, really. He only had 1 run, 4 hits, 6 innings, 83 pitches to get 8 strikeouts with no walks. No walks is huge in this league because walks turn out to be the main killer. And, you know, like I said, that KBO-ness, those late innings, it's not a lot of solo shots. It's multiple home runs with multiple people on bases. So I knew that Rusinski was going to be really, really good, like what he could accomplish. When I saw that list of, former MLB players that were on these teams. I was really excited about him. He followed up that strong 19 campaign with a really awesome debut. He walked four, so that's something that he wants to get down, but only allowed three hits, struck out six. He's 31. His ERA is 3.05 with a 1.18 whip in his 177.1 innings last season. Four walks shouldn't be an issue. He only walked 45 last year, so I wouldn't worry too much about it. He's got really good control. And NC had an ERA of 5.6 last week with more walks and strikeouts. KT had an 8.55 ERA with almost double the walks to strikeouts. Wasn't pretty at all. The two offenses did well last week, which is why this is 8.5 instead of 8. But the bullpen seem like they should be a piece of justification as far as this line. So I will say NC's tied for second in the KBO in walks, and Despain was very efficient in his first start. So he will be again, I think. That's just the kind of pitcher he is. Rosinski should be as well. Relievers should be better from their numbers last week. So it is the earlier parts of the week. I talked about it. They're rested, so we'll see. I think the under here is going to be the way to go. Under 8.5. I've already put it in. Moving on, we're going to talk about the Samsung Lions taking on the Kiwoom Heroes. Samsung plus 155. They lead the KBO in strikeouts. Versus the Kiwoom Heroes, minus 185. Totals at 8.5. So once again, we have two foreign pitchers going against each other here with Ben Lively and Eric Jokic. So Lively's 2020 debut was not good. Not good at all. Not good. He allowed four runs, six hits, two homers to the Dinos. But the Dinos, like I said, they lead the KBO in offensive production. So, you know, maybe he has some positive regression coming his way. He struck out six but walked three. He only made nine starts in all of 2019, posted a 3.95 ERA with a 1.12 whip and over a strikeout per inning. Lively's first start of 2020 was worse than expected. It sure looks like it will be a struggle to score runs against Jokic. Jokic worked five terrific innings, allowing only one run on five hits in his debut. And he was limited to 65 pitches. He breezed a little bit. He was looking a bit windy out there, having a little fun through his five frames. So, one thing I want to talk about a little bit is going to be the Kiwoom bullpen. They really have an advantage in this department. It's going to be rather large, in my opinion. Samsung currently leads the league in bullpen ERA at 2.45, but they walked 14 batters in 22 innings, which is the fourth most. Kiwoom, the Heroes? Did I get that right? You Heroes? I forgot mid-sentence. Yeah, the Kiwoom Heroes. Sorry, guys. Kiwoom Heroes. They had a great bullpen last week over 23 innings. 3.13 ERA, 1.26 whip. So I think that this is going to be a fun game to watch just to see how these teams with their positive regression possibilities, see if those come out during these matchups. Like I said, Samsung strikes out a lot. League's worst batting average at 199. 199 discount special. The trade-off is that Samsung is diligent and they walk a lot. So they can get on base. And like I said, walks are important. Once that batting average comes up, look for Samsung's offense to maybe catch a couple breaks and start to put up some numbers. I actually think I like the over in this game just to be contrarian and kind of take the side of Samsung here, see if I can't get a team total. And I bet they probably have it set real low, probably somewhere right around 4, 4.5 would be my opinion. I'm going to go ahead and look that up right now and probably place a bet with you right here and now. So, Kiwoom, their run line is set at 5 for total runs over under. Samsung, 3.5. Yep, I'm going to go ahead and take that at minus 110. Lock my bet in. Yeah, I like that one. Why not? Why not? So, I mean, they can't hit 199 forever. Moving on, let's talk about Kia Tigers. Hanwha Eagles. Kia's minus 158 favorite. Hanwha plus 138. Totals at 8.5. Aaron Brooks, a foreign player, makes his second KBO start. He's taking on the Eagles. Brooks was good in his first start. One run, 5.2 innings, struck out 6, and no walks. That's important. So maybe looking at taking the Kia first 5 innings to win, maybe. Maybe covering that first 5 spread. Now he gets the Hanwha offense, has been unable to have any production in higher leverage plate appearances. They are going to send Kim Min Woo to the mound, and that's not going to look good for him. I don't think so. He has a 6.85 ERA so far, the 1.73 whip in his career. He worked in relief against SK last week, threw 71 pitches over 4.1 innings. Now he's getting a start. He allowed 3 runs on 2 hits, 2 of which left the ballpark. Struck out 5, only walked 1, though. So, I mean, there's the silver lining, I guess. Hanwha bullpen, been among the worst in the league, having blown leads in back-to-back games on Saturday and Sunday. Hanwha's bullpen allowed 13 earned runs and 16 in a third innings pitch last week. But believe it or not, Kia's bullpen is actually worse than that, which is why I like that first 5 bet. Kia's offense is decent. Bullpen is not. So you're going to need Brooks to maybe work deeper. Hopefully he can get 8 innings. I could see it happening. And you also need Kia to score some runs. So, obviously. We're going to go ahead and probably talk a little bit about the Bundesliga now. Yeah. First matches are going to be coming up Saturday on the 16th. I started digging into it a little bit this weekend and this week. I'm going to start putting some spreadsheets together within the next day or two. Going to pick some brains. Hopefully I can get some good information. Obviously, Bayern Munich is going to be the odd one favorite to win. This was a league that before the suspension of play started, they were actually in the middle of their season. So they have a goal differential of plus 47. They're 9-2 at home, 8-2 away. They are ahead of Borussia Dortmund by 4 points. They've all played 25 matches. Bayern has 17 wins, 4 losses. They also have 55 points, 4 more than Dortmund. I like Leipzig. Leipzig's sitting at third. They're just kind of sitting there, 5 points out of first place. They have a plus 36 goal differential, which is better than Dortmund. And they're pretty good on the road, 7-4-2. And get this. They've only allowed the same amount of goals that the first place Bayern Munich club has. So I'm going to break down this a little bit. I'm just going to run through the teams, team names in order of standings. I don't have a ton of background information on these teams yet. I knew Bundesliga was a league. I know that they offer some really good betting opportunities. They are actually third richest as far as leagues go behind La Liga and the EPL, English Premier League, for soccer. So I would definitely recommend that you get into this league, do some research like I am, and let's learn it together. If you have some information or, you know, you have some good stuff to put out about this league, let me know. Like, we'll talk about it. But I will say, what I've found, none of Europe's top leagues match the action that Bundesliga provides because they have a 3.04 goals per game standing right now. So they also see fewer goals than any other league. It's like defensive football. So you got to get into the live betting a little bit. It's really cool from what I've seen. So some of these pronunciations, I never took German in high school, so I apologize. Here we go. Bayern Munich, obviously, first place. I already talked about them. Borussia Dortmund at second. They have 51 points. RB Leipzig, they are in third. All right, here's the first one I'm going to butcher. I already know it. Mönchengladbach, they are in fourth with 49 points. They are 9-2-2 at home. Bayer Leverkusen, they are fifth with 47 points. Then we have FC Schalke. I like Schalke. I think it's their color scheme, their logo. It's just kind of clean. I don't know. They're pretty average. They're in sixth place. VfL Wolfsburg, they have 36 points, and they're in seventh place behind Schalke. Then in eighth place, there's Freiburg, SC Freiburg, 36 points. So they're tied with Wolfsburg, it looks like. Then there's 1899 Hoffenheim in ninth place. Moving on to 10th, there's FC Köln, 10th place, 32 points. They have a 4-1-8 record, so one draw, eight losses on the road. Not anything particularly good there. FC Union Berlin, 30 points, down in 11th place. Eintracht Frankfurt, 28 points in 12th place. Hertha BSC Berlin in 13th, and then it's going to round out all the way down to 18th in this order. FC Augsburg, FSV Mainz 05, Fortuna Dusseldorf, Werder Bremen, SC Paderborn. Hopefully I didn't do too terribly. So yeah, some stuff to look forward to in that league. I think it's going to be wonderful. I'm looking forward to getting into this league a little bit more, learning more about them and the strikers, figuring out, you know, how to attack the betting angles. It's important that Bundesliga and the KBO has success in their returns, because that's important for the MLB and our Americanhood. Yeah. Guys, I know I've already talked about it once or twice before, so I apologize for being redundant, but, you know, like I said, I'm trying to find that fundraiser, that charity, that something that someone's doing to try to help other people, because, you know, I would love to try to help out in any way that I could also. So if you would, pass this along, share it, tell your friends and family about it. You know, if you guys are familiar with someone doing a campaign of some sort. And then, you know, I want to talk about this. We're at 780 or 92 followers on Twitter. Before COVID-19 happened, we were a 2-month-old podcast, division, the gambling division with Hoopball. And we had skyrocketed in that short amount of time. And we're going to skyrocket out of the COVID-19 quarantine time frame. So what I'm going to ask of every one of you that do listen to this is to go ahead, share, give a like, a thumbs up, a review, a Twitter follow, at Hoopball Gaming. That's the mothership. At Hoopball Fantasy is going to be the Hoopball mothership. And then just, you know, 800, it's a nice round number. I think it looks a lot better than 792. So go ahead and help us out, and I'll continue to put out this Bundesliga content if that's what you want. If not, tell me what you want. We'll talk about it. I'm a talker. I'm a listener too. That's more important. That's what my dad told me. All right, guys. Again, I'm Devin at DALE007 on Twitter. You have got to listen in for this week's shows, because, man, it's a lot of them. Starting tomorrow, me, Ira, Andrew, talking DFS. Going to break down some really awesome numbers. We're going to get into some slates. Got some Ivy League education coming on the show tomorrow. Holy cow. Guys, that'll pretty much do it for me. Follow, like, tweet, talk, all that good stuff. I'm going to post some picks later, probably some more thoughts on the KBO. But for that time being, be safe. Please do reach out with any questions you may have. Again, this is Today in Sports Betting. You have a wonderful day and a wonderful life. I'll see you around.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.